The US presidential race is in its final stages, and the media is eagerly jumping on every utterance made by the two candidates and their running mates. But what about some of the key foreign policy issues facing the next leader of the world's most powerful nation? Are they being debated during this campaign, or do they tend to be obscured by the media's obsession with the character, appearance, and personal background of the opposing candidates? The US Catholic Church says decisions made by the next president will greatly impact the lives of poor people around the world, and it wants to make sure that these issues are raised by US Catholics before the November elections. Bill O'Keefe is the Senior Director of Advocacy at Catholic Relief Services. He oversees CRS's efforts to change US foreign policy in ways that promote justice and reduce poverty overseas. O'Keefe spoke to my colleague Irene Lagan about the issues that he says are not receiving adequate attention in the run-up to the presidential elections.
The whole issue of poverty actually is something that has not been addressed in U.S. Elections for some time, and global poverty in particular. And there are several particulars that we're concerned about right now. The global food crisis, which affects people both at home and around the world, but particularly in the poorest countries around the world, is not getting the sort of attention that it deserves. Because any new administration, whether Democratic or Republican, is going to need to respond to the moral demand, the moral imperative to help ensure that the poorest people do not suffer the effects of this crisis. And that's going to require political will to make some tough decisions to fix the trade policy on agriculture, which makes it more difficult for poor farmers to sell their crops, to fix agricultural support for small-scale farmers around the world to help them to increase their yields and their production, to address long-term issues like global climate change, which is already having an effect on agricultural production in certain parts of the world. So the food crisis is a major area that needs greater attention and debate by our candidates, because it's something they're definitely be dealing with.
A major concern of CRS is the increasing role of the U.S. Defense Department in humanitarian work, as O'Keefe went on to explain.
U.S. foreign assistance, which is grown in many ways during the current U.S. administration, and there have been some very positive developments, particularly in support for fighting HIV and AIDS, is still something that needs major reform. And we've been urging that any new administration, Republican or Democrat, again, look at reforming foreign assistance so it's better targeted to the needs of the poor and not targeted to the kind of short-term security interests of the United States government. One of the interesting subsets of that has to do with the role of the Defense Department. And right now, over 20% of overall U.S. foreign assistance funds are spent by the Department of Defense. A lot of that's in Afghanistan and Iraq, but it's also in other countries as well. And in our observations around the world and in different countries, we have seen the Defense Department is not well suited to this role. And again, the ability to help the poorest people develop themselves could conceivably suffer if that role keeps growing. So these are major concerns. They're things that aren't being discussed, and they're things that certainly as Catholics we need to reflect upon within the framework of the wide body of concerns that the Catholic Church brings to something like a political election.
What seems to be a problem that you're raising, that the role of the Defense Department is actually has increased in distributing or in aiding people. Does Catholic Relief Services collaborate with the Department of Defense, and does the Defense Department seek advice or input on how to coordinate with aid groups such as Catholic Relief Services?
The Defense Department, first, from their perspective, they're faced with a difficult situation, and I'll talk about Afghanistan because that's where we've come across this. They know that in order to meet their military objectives, that they need to help the population to be on their side, and that's their objective. That is not our objective. And because that's their objective, they tend to take a very short-term approach. Our approach is a long-term approach of involving the community in its own development. And that takes time, it takes trust, it takes credibility. And a foreign military power is just not able, for obvious reasons, to develop that kind of trust and credibility with the local population. But our goal is to deal with the local community, not to deal with the Defense Department. So we're not coordinating our project activity with them. Our security actually would be harmed, not helped, by close coordination with them, because our strategy is to have strong, positive, constructive relationships with the local community and the local leaders, who are the ones who really know what's going on. So it's a security strategy that's based on relations with the community in a dangerous situation, not that's based on having military force. And one of our concerns is that as the Defense Department has gotten more involved in these things, it's actually made it more dangerous for groups like Catholic Relief Services, because for some local folk, telling the difference between what the Defense Department is doing and what other organizations are doing has become more difficult. And that's something that's a very great concern of ours.
So that's affecting the way that you are able to operate on the ground, I assume, by creating fear.
We've had to work very hard to make sure that that doesn't happen, to make sure it's crystal clear that we are not a part of the security apparatus and rather are there because of our commitment to work with them to address poverty and to help them to develop as people. And that takes hard work, and it's just made more difficult by the involvement of the Defense Department in the kind of traditional humanitarian work of impartial humanitarian actors like Catholic Relief Services.
As O'Keefe points out, voters need to be made aware of the issues affecting our wider international community, especially the plight of the poor in developing nations. He says a case in point is Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. The Caribbean nation was already struggling with desperate poverty and unrest over rising food prices before being severely hit by a succession of hurricanes and tropical storms over the past month.
Haiti is a great example, and it's so timely right now because of the hurricanes that have swept through the Caribbean in the last couple of weeks. Over 1,000 Haitians have died. And it's a huge challenge for Catholic Relief Services in the short term and the long term. In the short term, we are rushing to assist the church and other actors to provide humanitarian assistance. But in the long run, it's a country that faces massive challenges. It has, as a result of the extreme poverty in the country, it's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. It has terrible environmental degradation. And that's really what makes the difference between a hurricane and the kind of cataclysm that the population is facing. In many places, a hurricane destroys some property and catches some people off guard. But in a place like Haiti, whole hillsides that have been denuded of their trees are washed down into the sea and take people with them. It's a country that faces enormous agricultural challenges and health challenges. We are working very hard to address those challenges in the long run and working with the local community and the local church on agriculture and health care and education. But the truth of the matter is, Haiti's a great example of why things like foreign assistance matter in the long run. A more flexible, long-term foreign aid program that focused on poverty would very much help groups like CRS and other groups that get support from governments to address those very complicated long-term problems in a more organized and strategic way. I think Haiti is a great example of the challenges that we as a global community face, and that Catholics know our desire to be engaged in and want to see it done the right way.
Now, Haiti, too, is one of the countries that is suffering severely the effects of the global food crisis. And from what I understand, Haiti's cataclysmic disaster is exacerbated greatly by this food crisis. Is that accurate?
That is true, and there's a couple reasons for that. There were indeed riots in Haiti because of the precipitous rise in prices there, and we're talking about people who spend 70 or 80% of their very meager income on food. And if you spend 70% of your income on food and the price doubles, there's nowhere to go except to stop eating. And so it's had a very serious effect. And then when a disaster comes on top of that kind of problem, first of all, it's more expensive to buy food to help people. Second of all, the people are already in a vulnerable position. They've already reduced their consumption. They're already in a weakened state. They're already facing additional health problems that they might not have had to deal with had they been eating and been able to take care of themselves the way that they would like. So you're absolutely right that the connection between food price rises and the crisis there and this, that the effects of this short-term disaster are very much linked.
But in addition to the plight of the poor in nations like Haiti, O'Keefe says there are many festering conflicts around the globe that urgently require solutions. And he urges the next president to use the U.S.'s diplomatic clout to do just that.
The most important issue we haven't addressed, I would say, is the need to sustain a commitment in the United States and in other countries to address issues of poverty and injustice, and that there's a role for our government, there's a role for private citizens, and there's a role for groups like Catholic Relief Services. And an important role that government in particular can play is really through its diplomatic engagement to make sure that the conflicts in the Middle East, the conflicts in places like Sudan, get the diplomatic attention early on in administration, whether Republican or Democrat, and that we don't wait years while these conflicts fester. Certainly in Israel and Palestine, a place I visited on a number of occasions, we cannot wait another 7 years for a U.S. administration to become engaged in constructive and positive solutions. And that's just an example of one of any number of conflicts around the world that result in humanitarian crises that need urgent diplomatic engagement towards constructive solutions.
That was Bill O'Keefe of Catholic Relief Services speaking to my colleague, Irene Lagan.